Blog Talk Radio.
You're always
Thank you. be your echo. Today, tomorrow, as I make my way across the world. There's a field of gold, there's a silver river. There's a place I know, I left it all behind. Chasing every high, chasing sirens singing. Suffer every lie that left me here to die. Tears taste bitter, wounds go bitter. Thank you.
Well, I hope you enjoyed tonight's praise and worship part of the service. Okay, well, let's get into the message now. Okay. Love Does is the title of the message. James chapter 2, verse 26 tells us, faith apart from works is dead. So if we are going to experience the fullness of life offered to us through our faith, we must be those who put our words into action. We must not profess to love God on Sundays and live as He is in present, real, or good on Monday. May your faith come alive this week as you seek and to be a doer of the word. God has designed the Christian life to be one filled with adventurous and redemptive action, action that is fueled by the love and work of Jesus in our own lives. So great is God's love for us that He would leave the glory of heaven, take on flesh, and destroy the power of sin and death with His loving sacrifice. God's love was so great that He gave Himself up for us who are undeserving and could never repay Him. And He longs for His love to be the foundation for all we do and think and feel. As Christians, we are to reflect the love we've been shown in Christ through the way we offer compassion and love to those around us. God has appointed us as the sole carriers of His message of the redemption for all. He longs to use you to share and exemplify the hope that comes solely through relationship with Him. Love doesn't mean all that much just as an idea. The power of God's love comes through action. It comes through helping a stranger, showing compassion and mercy to those who wrong you, serving someone while expecting nothing in return, and share the hope of Christ through the word and deed. Jesus proved that love isn't just an idea. Love does. Bob Goff champions the cause of for putting action to love in his book, Love Does. In it, he writes, he says to ordinary people like me and you that instead of closing our eyes and bowing our heads, sometimes God wants us to keep our eyes open for people in need. Do something about it and bow our whole lives to Him instead. In his book, he articulates an important spiritual principle. Your faith was never intended to be limited to hearing. Your faith was never intended to be limited to conversation. And James chapter 2, verse 18 tells us, but someone will say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith apart from your works and I will show you my faith by my works. So what does your love mean if it isn't demonstrated? What would the love of God have meant if He stayed in heaven and never suffered for us? How would you feel about God if He could have saved all humanity but didn't? Jesus would have been completely justified to stay in on His throne. God would have been completely justified to wipe out humanity and start over every time. We have been completely justified. Okay, every time we choose idols over Him. But instead, He puts action to His love for us. He committed the most incredible act of love possible in sending His Son to die for you and me. Jesus didn't just talk about love. His love was demonstrated in every crack of a whip on His back, every taunting word, and every nail that pierced His body, and every excruciating gasp for air in which He prayed for us rather than in the torture. He lived out His love for you and me, and He calls us to do the same. 1 John 4, chapter 4, verse 9-11 says, in this love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent His only Son into the world, so that we might live through Him. And this is love, not that we have loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. So spend time with God today, asking Him how you can put your faith into action. In what ways has the love of God been demonstrated to you? And in what ways can you share with those around you the incredible gift that's been given to you? Oftentimes we think of big things leading someone to Jesus or selling everything we have. But putting your faith into works could be as simple as a phone call, a cooked meal, a kind word, or a hug. Whatever God shows you, choose to live life as believers, okay, whose faith and works. works are tethered to bringing redemption to a world desperately in need of God's grace. So take a minute to meditate on God's love, put into action, and choose to make Jesus your example. Now ask God how he would have you put on into action love today. What can you do to show the Father's love to those around you? In James chapter 2, verse 26, for as the body apart from the spirit is dead, so also faith apart from works is dead. And thirdly, ask the Spirit to fill you with strength and courage to do the works he has planned for you today in love. Let him empower you with his presence. The Holy Spirit longs to help you connect with God and live out the fruit of your relationship. He longs to empower you to love others. By his power and grace, you can do incredible, eternal, and impactful things with your time on earth. You are the child of God, made in his image and filled with the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead. So lean on God, ask for his help, and have the courage to submit to his leadership today. I highly suggest that you read James chapter 2. It'll bring this devotional more to life for you. Amen. Now, let's get into the most important question. And that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay, because you will get a chance to in just a moment. But let me ask you, are you tired of traveling down this long, dusty road of never knowing where to go, which way is up or down? Or you lack a purpose in life? Or maybe you suffer from depression or anxiety? Or maybe something much worse, like an addiction to alcohol or drugs, sexual immorality, overeating, gambling. Whatever it is, see, the Lord can take it away, but in order to do so, he has to know you. So do you want to get to know the Lord Jesus Christ tonight? If so, simply say this simple little prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I am a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, okay. Well, we're going to play some more music here. Yeah. All right. Okay. Well, we're going to get Tony F. to come in here and do some reading for us where he left off in Genesis. Okay. Here we go.
Well, let's do it. Last night, everybody was moving and going this way and going that way. Some people were going to Sodom. Some people were going to Gomorrah. Everybody was going every which direction. But guess what? Most of them were sinning. So, let's see where we're going tonight. Judgment of Sin, A Tale of Two Cities from Genesis. And the Lord said, because the outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grave, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the outcry against it that has come to me, and if not, I will know. Then the men turned away from there and went toward Sodom. But Abraham stood before the Lord, and Abraham came near and said, would you also destroy the righteous with the wicked? Suppose there are 50 righteous within the city. Would you also destroy the place and not spare it for the 50 righteous that were in it? Far be it from you to do such a thing as this, to slay the righteous with the wicked, so that the righteous should be as the wicked. Far be it from you. Shall not be the judge of all the earth do right? So the Lord said, if I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the place for their sakes. Then Abraham asked and said, indeed now, I who am but dust and ashes have taken it upon myself to speak to the Lord. Suppose there were 5 less than the 50 righteous. Would you destroy all the city for the lack of 5? So he said, if I find there 45, I will not destroy it. And he spoke to him yet again and said, suppose there should be 40 found there. So he said, I will not do it for the sake of 40. Then he said, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak. Suppose 30 be found there. So he said, I will not do it if I find 30 there. And he said, indeed now, I have taken it upon myself to speak to the Lord. Suppose 20 should be found there. So he said, I will not destroy it for the sake of 20. Then he said, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak but once more. Suppose 10 should be found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for the sake of 10. So the Lord went his way as soon as he had finished speaking with Abraham, and Abraham returned to his place. Now the 2 angels came to Sodom in the evening, and Lot was sitting in the gate of Sodom. When Lot saw them, he rose to meet them, and he bowed himself with his face toward the ground, and said, hear now, my lords, please turn into your servant's house and spend the night and wash your feet. Then you may rise early and go on your way. And they said, no, we will spend the night in the open square. But he insisted strongly, so they turned into him and entered his house. Then he made them a feast and baked unleavened bread, and they ate. Now before they lay down, the men of the city, the men of Sodom, both old and young, all the people from every quarter surrounded the house. And they called out to Lot and said to him, where are the men who came to you tonight? Bring them out to us so that we may know them carnally. So Lot said to them through the doorway, shut the door behind him, and said, please, my brethren, do not do so wickedly. See now, I have 2 daughters who have not known a man. Please, let me bring them out to you, and you may do to them as you wish. Only do nothing to these men, since it is the reason they have come under the shadow of my roof. And they said, stand back. Then they said, this one came in to stay here, and he keeps acting as a judge. Now we will deal worse with you than with them. So they pressed hard against the man, Lot, and they came near to break down the door. But the men reached out their hands and pulled Lot into the house with them and shut the door. And they struck the men who were at the doorway of the house with blindness, both small and great, so that they became weary trying to find the door. Then the men said to Lot, have you anyone else here, son-in-laws, your sons, your daughters, and whomever you have in the city? Take them out of this place. For we will destroy this place, because the outcry against them has grown great before the face of the Lord, and the Lord has sent us to destroy it. So Lot went out and spoke to his sons-in-law, who had married his daughters, and said, get up, get out of this place, for the Lord will destroy this city. But to his son-in-law he seemed to be joking. So when the morning dawned, the angels urged Lot to hurry, saying, "Arise, take your wife, your two daughters, who are here, lest you be consumed in the punishment of the city." And while he lingered, the men took hold of his hand, his wife's hand, and the hands of his two daughters, the Lord being merciful to him. And they brought him out and set him outside the city. So it came to pass, when they had brought them outside the city, that he said, "Escape for your life. Do not look behind you, nor stay anywhere in the plain. Escape to the mountains, lest you be destroyed." Then the Lord rained brimstone and fire on Sodom and Gomorrah from all the Lord of the heavens. So he overthrew those cities, all the plain, all the inhabitants of the cities, and what grew on the ground. But his wife looked back behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. And Abraham went early in the morning to the place where he had stood before the Lord. Then he looked toward Sodom and Gomorrah and toward all the land of the plain, and he saw and beheld the smoke of the land, which went up like the smoke of a furnace. And it came to pass, when God destroyed the cities of the plain, that God remembered Abraham and sent Lot out of the midst of the overthrow. Then he overthrew the cities in which Lot had dwelt. So see, the Lord was willing to protect and save Abraham and his family. He asked only one thing: do not turn back and look at the sin behind you. Guess what? His wife did, and she paid the price. A lot of people are going to pay the price one day. Now we're going to give you a word of worship, Psalm 6, 1 and 3. O Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger, nor chasten me in your hot displeasure. Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I am weak. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are troubled. My soul also is greatly troubled. But you, O Lord, how long? To finish, words of wisdom, Proverbs 3, 1, 2. My son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commands. For length of days and long life and peace they will add to you. Proverbs 3, 1 and 2. So I'm going to leave you again tonight. Thank you much for letting me into your worlds in this time of crisis and pandemic. All we can ask at God's Rainbow Ministries is that you stay in, stay safe, and do what you can. Remember, if you're wearing a mask, it's not really to protect yourself, it's to protect others. So do what you have to do. Survive. Get through this. A lot of people won't. God's Rainbow Ministries hope the handful that are listening tonight are some of those that do. Peace be with you, and I will see you again tomorrow night.
Amen. Thank you, Tony. That was a great reading.
Thank you.
All right. Hope you enjoyed this reading tonight. All right. And we look forward to reading tomorrow night. Okay. There's some more in Genesis. Amen. All righty. Well, let's play some more music here. Cast on her knees.
that the time of Christ was near. Though the people failed to see what Messiah ought to be, though your word contained the plan, they just could not understand that your most awesome work was done through the frailty of your Son.
hope you enjoy those songs. I'm going to do the prophetic word now. The Father says today, set aside all argument and strife. I have not called you to be right all the time. I have called you to walk in love. The only way to avoid an argument is not to have it in the first place. Love defers. Love puts relationship above having your own way. Winning your friend is more important than winning a debate. Those that watch your life from without will know you who you are. My disciple be your love. My love never speaks with a shrill, demanding voice. Have grace in your heart when you are under fire. Refuse the party spirit. Realize that strife and contention only comes by pride. Be convinced in your own mind and do the love thing when all around you people are demanding their own way. Remember that demonstrating my love is more important than demonstrating your superiority. Love is who I am and what I do. Let love be who you are and what you do today. Go out in your day determined to be a solution to the pollution of strife and debate all around you. Love willingly, love lavishly. Pour out the luxury of your love upon those that are at least deserving. Have grace in yourself to answer softly when voices are raised and tensions are high. Keep a cool head. Make up your mind that you will deal with people according to their need and not according to their problem. You do not need to put your spirituality on display for all to see. Know that every human interaction has internal consequences. Remit the sins of those who transgress your good opinion. Look for opportunities to personify mercy and grace to those who have none. In so doing, you will demonstrate the fact that you are my child and you will be rewarded, says God. Amen. Well, this word goes out to those who need it, and you know who you are. Amen. All righty. Well, we have a few minutes left of the program. I'm going to say that again, be here tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. We'll have another episode of Purpose Gospel Radio. Then Sunday we'll have our Sunday service. I hope everybody can make it. I want to thank Doug for listening in and for calling in. I want to say God bless you, Doug. Okay, may God keep you highly favored. Let's do a closing prayer. Amen. Dear Father in heaven, as your children, we stand before you and lift our eyes to you. We are poor, needy people, often wretched and tormented. Let your eyes rest upon us, Lord. Grant us the help we need, Lord. Bless us when we gather in the name of Jesus Christ, that we may be people who learn to serve you on all paths we follow, Lord, even if it proves brutally hard, Lord. Give us true faith for every moment, Lord. May we have joy and confidence that you are that you are with your children, Lord, that you remain with them forever until the great time of redemption when we rejoice with all past generations and with all who are living today. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All right. Okay. Well, I'm going to play another song that will take us out. Okay. feet. Amen. All righty. Well, God bless. Have a great night, and see you tomorrow night for another episode of Purpose Gospel Radio. Bye-bye.